Kevin made the long-distance call from the airport. Martinez and Fisher listened from just outside the booth, serious looks on their faces. Kevin waited for the connection, then lowered his voice. "Hi, I'm calling from Rob Steiner's office at the Grand Victoria Casino in Illinois. I just have a few questions I need answered concerning our account." There was a brief pause on the other end, then a cheery woman's voice responded, "Of course, Mr. Steiner, Jack will be right with you." Kevin slammed the phone down and turned toward Fisher and Martinez. "It's official. We're fucked." The number he had dialed had connected him to the head offices of the Plymouth Associates in Las Vegas. Evidently, the Grand Victoria had hired them to protect their casino. Plymouth specialized in cheaters, thieves, and card counters. Lately, it seemed like the agency was also specializing in tracking down kids from MIT. "It could still be a coincidence," Fisher offered. "Plymouth works for everybody nowadays, and we have been hitting the Grand Victoria pretty hard. It's a small boat, and we're the biggest winners they've ever seen. Maybe we just burn them out." Kevin shook his head. "It's connected to what happened in Vegas. They know our faces. Steiner pointed both of you out." "But he didn't say anything about our spotters," Martinez broke in. "We've all bet big at the Grand Victoria. Of course they've got our pictures on file. They don't know about the team." Kevin mulled it over. Martinez had a point. "Not yet, but if they've been watching us..." "Come on," Fisher grunted. "You sound like that big fuck Tay. Maybe they've got a video camera hidden in my ass to watch me take my next crap. Kevin, we're small potatoes. They kick us out because we win. It's as simple as that. We've just got to be smarter." Kevin didn't like his cavalier attitude. Fisher had kicked out Mickey, the one person who had experience with this sort of situation. Instead of taking the reins and trying to figure out what had happened, Fisher just wanted to plow forward, despite the risks. "We're playing with fire," Kevin said, moving away from the phone. "We've been hit 4 times in 1 week." Fisher looked away, disgusted. Kevin felt like smacking sense into the fool. Martinez stepped between them, putting a hand on Kevin's shoulder. "I agree that something's going on, but what do you want to do, give up? All counters get barred eventually. As long as the team survives, we're still okay. And they haven't figured out the team, which means they haven't figured out our system." Kevin let the words sink in. The truth was, despite his concerns, he wanted to believe Martinez. He wanted to keep playing. He certainly didn't want to be pushed around by some private investigative agency or a handful of casino lapdogs. He hadn't been brought up to quit that easily. "We're smarter than they are," Martinez continued. "We quit when we want to quit, not when they tell us to." Kevin nodded, looking at Fisher. Fisher grinned back at him. "What do you say, Kev? Let's go to the counter and book our goddamn tickets for Super Bowl weekend." Kevin chose the MGM Grand because it was the casino where he had first played the role of the BP, the Vegas casino where he felt most comfortable. The casino was wide and roomy with high ceilings and plenty of easy access to the exits, as long as you knew where you were going. Like every other casino in town, the MGM Grand filled to capacity during Super Bowl weekend, even though the sports books at some of the other hotels were geared more toward the serious sport gamblers. But the MGM Grand, from its giant green lion entrance to its ornate domed casino ceiling, had the appeal of size without the constraint of abusive expanse. He checked in under a favorite alias, Ken Davis, a Microsoft employee from Seattle. Not only did he show a credit card and Washington ID at the desk, he let his Microsoft business card fall out of his wallet as he filled out the registration form. He had gotten the card from an old classmate in exchange for the phone number of a particularly friendly dancer who had moved from the Paradise to one of the local Seattle clubs.